Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mahomes looks to throw it. Pump faking. Right side. He wants it. A comeback cut. It is caught by Kelsey. Touchdown, Kansas City. One of the greatest duos in the history of the National Football League. Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelsey on a push fade comeback. And the Chiefs have won this incredible divisional playoff game in overtime.
Chiefs fans are going to have that win for the rest of time. That was the Chiefs Radio Network. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. A Bills fan just called in, and it reminded me to say this. Man, do I feel for that fan base.
Yep.
They do everything right.
They deserve a championship. It was my turn as a fan in a fan base that was just getting dumped on for decades in all the major sports. We got it. The Capitals let loose the pressure. They let loose the steam valve. All the poison was gone. The Nats gave me the greatest dessert I've ever had in my entire life, that World Series ring. I still got it. I ain't giving it back. You know, I'm still frustrated when things go bad, but, man, I don't have that poison anymore. Buffalo's got the poison. They got that buildup, man. They got that evil inside of them, and they need it.
And they deserve it.
They deserve it.
They do everything right, Buffalo. Mm-hmm. Everything. As we welcome you back on G&D, we welcome in our Richmond audience. If you missed any part of today's show, you can check us out. TheFanDC.com, GrantandDanny.com/audio. I'd skip the second segment if I was you guys. Probably not worth listening to.
Stop. It was good.
9:10 a.m., 105.1 FM is how they're listening to us in Richmond. If you're down that way, you can always check us out. But we are all over D.C. on 106.7 on the flagship and coast-to-coast on the Odyssey app. The MGM National Harbor listener lines are open at 800-636-1067. Let's just wrap up a couple quick calls, and then I want to get into the Bucks and the Rams game. Tom Brady's one of the best to ever do it. No doubt about that. One of the greatest athletes to ever live, one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play. And my God, does he live a charmed existence. Because it almost happened again for Tom Brady. We're like, wait, the defense got me the ball back? Whoopsie daisy, let's go come back in the game again. I'll throw three passes and everyone will say I'm the hero.
Sack, fumble, ball game. Next play, snap over Matt Stafford's head 30 yards down the field. What?
I'm meeting all of you guys in the middle. Listen, Tom Brady, unbelievable. One of the greatest to ever do it. Might be the greatest quarterback to ever live. No one's ever been more successful in the playoffs. No one's ever been more important in the postseason than Tom Brady has been to his teams. He's got the wand. He waves it over everyone. Now, I need you all to acknowledge, for 20 years, this guy has had a rabbit's foot in his pocket and a horseshoe up his butt. Let's acknowledge it. It started with a fumble against the Raiders that we all had to pretend like wasn't a fumble. That was the first Super Bowl run. I know it sounds crazy, but one day, sit down with me. We'll rewatch all the games. I'll point them all out. I'll say, that should have never happened. That was insane. That was ridiculous. A lot of these guys, Vinatieri misses one of these kicks, or, you know, a punt gets, you know, you got the Chiefs in the Super Bowl last year punting, shanking punts 4 yards at a time. I mean, it's unbelievable. He threw three picks in the NFC title game. No problem. Kevin King will forget where he is on the field right before the half. And then yesterday, four fumbles for the Rams.
Yeah.
Four fumbles.
Four.
And it was almost the Tom Brady game. We had 28-3. From the director that brought you 28-3, we give you 27-3. No, 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 no.
The sequel.
Rams threw up all over the field. Everybody settle down just a little bit. But we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mark in Largo. Hey, Mark,
how are you? What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. You know what? Let me say this, man. I'm going to get to the what the football team should do in a second. The Buffalo Bills, that's the Josh Allen I want to see. That's the Josh Allen. Now, let's be honest about this. 6 weeks to 8 weeks ago, Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills were on the borderline of even making the playoff because they were behind New England. What they have to do next year is come in focused, and their main focus is get home field advantage because Kansas City can't run their offense like that in Buffalo. Now, let's go to the quarterback situation. If Ron wants to get Deshaun Watson, he only needs to do one thing. And you know what that one thing is. The one thing that Dan Snyder is good at is bringing people here. He may overpay him, but he'll bring them here. He may have to talk to him. Great show, guys.
Appreciate you, dude.
Thank you, Mark. Hopefully you enjoyed the football weekend. All right, Rams, Bucks, where do you want to go?
See, people are going to look at this one and say, oh, 30-27, last second field goal. This didn't have the quality of back and forth that Chiefs-Bills game did, right? This was bad Bucks, good Rams, I think, for 90% of the game, and then all of a sudden, the flurry happens. To me, this is a story of the Rams showed their ceiling and why I think a lot of people don't trust them. For a while, you go, is anybody better than this team? And that's anybody, even the teams that played late last night. You're watching the Rams go field goal, touchdown, touchdown, march down, get that huge lead over a Bucks team that ain't, it's not a pushover, and you're going, That's the group that everybody's afraid of. That's the best group.
Also, their defense, I guess you could say to an extent, faltered in the second half of the game, although I really think that was more opportunistic Tampa Bay with some short fields after takeaways and stuff. They gave up 180 yards, I think it was, to the Cardinals, and they completely suffocated Kyler Murray.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got after Tom Brady yesterday. When that game was 27-3, he's flustered. He's getting penalized for screaming at officials. His lip's bleeding. If you remember, they harassed him in the pocket early. They pressured Brady on 8 of 23 dropbacks to start the game, 4 of them from Aaron Donald. In those dropbacks, when he got pressured, Brady was 0 for 3 for 8 yards. Like, everybody knows the formula. We've all seen it. Yeah. Whenever he gets eliminated from the playoffs, it's kind of the same thing. And it's not just a Brady thing. Most quarterbacks, when they're pressured, they get flustered. Most quarterbacks struggle. But that was the first time in 47 career playoff games for Tom Brady where he did not complete a single pass on his first two drives. I thought that set the tone. It didn't end up being why they won the game, Danny, because, again, they were up 27-3.
Mm-hmm.
The game ended up being tied 27 apiece before Matt Stafford had to bail him out with some huge throws there at the end. But I actually thought, while they won't get credit for it, in the competitive portion of that game before it got lopsided, like, their defense completely took over. And the Von Miller edition looks like it was a game changer.
Doesn't
for them.
It? I mean, so the triumvirate of Donald, Floyd, and Miller. And I know it didn't seem like much because they each ended up with a sack each, right? So you're not saying, oh, that was game changing. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. It influenced, I think, what Tampa could and couldn't do. I think they realized pretty early we can't just leave. I think it was Wells was the backup right tackle, subbing in for Tristan Wirfs. We can't just leave that guy on an island. Someone's going to hunt. And then they brought in another guy whose last name I have a really hard time saying. Okoronkwo, I think it's close to that.
That guy's been making plays for two straight games.
Who's that guy? Bring me that dude. I'll take him over Mr. Eastern Motors or Mercedes-Benz of whatever ads he's doing. That guy makes plays. That guy was, again, no sacks, hit the quarterback a couple times, but their pressure and that group up front keeping everything in front of them. I mean, it wasn't until late in the game, as you touched on, where Mike Evans gets behind Jalen Ramsey.
What a, by the way, touchdown. That's a huge throw by Brady.
It was great.
That's a dime dropped into the bucket. Great route by Evans. Well, I couldn't believe he beat Jalen Ramsey.
Well, that's it. I don't think Ramsey couldn't believe it either, obviously, because nobody thought they were going deep. Nobody. I think for the Rams, they got so used to, hey, everything's going to be in front, whether it's crossing routes, whether it's comebacks, whether it's outs. They don't think that group, talking about the Rams looking at Tampa, they don't think they're going deep.
And definitely not Evans.
Well, yeah, they're tired of, they learned their lesson early in this game. You can't drop back, pat the football, let someone break open, and throw it deep because you're going to get 12 killed. Well, they called it up, dialed it up. That move happened. I think Ramsey was caught kind of stunned. Wow, this guy who doesn't run real fast anymore is going right by me for that touchdown. That ended up putting Tampa Bay right back in the game.
And my Brady shtick aside, like, he played well.
Yep.
I mean, it wasn't like he played a bad game at all. He had an interception. Okay, so what? I mean, those happen. He ended up having to throw the ball 54 times, which is not their preference, but he threw for 329, had the big touchdown to Evans. My point is just, the reason they got back into the game was the Rams fumbled four times. The reason they got back into the game is because the Rams said, please, 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 please get back into the game. It wasn't good Tampa Bay. Mm-hmm. It was bad LA in the second half.
They got enough chances and finally did something.
Exactly. Yeah. But the story of this game was Matthew Stafford. The game is now tied at 27. Brady and the Bucs have come all the way back. They're even now. The Rams have properly, 24-0, they're outscored after their big lead, squandered their golden chance, and now they've got to go move in the final minute of the game to get into field goal range. First and 10 from their own 25, Stafford gets sacked. They have to call a timeout. Second and 11 from their own 24. 35 seconds left. He just got sacked. You're thinking he's a little rattled. By the way, they've had nothing going on offense.
Mm-hmm.
All the momentum is with Tampa Bay. You're on the road. What a throw. The first of the two throws by Stafford. Patience in the pocket. Finds Kupp crossing the field on the sideline. Hits him for 20 yards. And that gets them up to the 44-yard line by midfield with 20-some seconds left. And you're thinking, all right, they need one more throw to get into long field goal range here. They might have a chance. Gate could be a hero from 50, 53 or something like that if they could pick up 15, 18 yards here. Dime.
How about a little more than 15?
Home run ball. I don't know how Cooper Kupp gets so open. Everyone in that secondary needs to reevaluate themselves this morning. The guy led the league in catches, yards, touchdowns, I think targets. In this game, he had double-digit targets. He had almost 200 yards.
Yeah, 9 for $1.83. I keep sitting there.
What are we doing on
that? I'm going, how's no one close to the guy? Like, if I look at the route and he shook somebody down so bad that they fell down and then someone else got confused and that guy felt, okay, fine, I understand it. Cover the guy. If Van Jefferson does that, you go, you got me, Van. You got me, bro. Not the dude that led the world in everything.
Can't have it. How perfect was the throw by Stafford?
10 out of 10.
That was an exercising of the demon's throw.
That wasn't a, top of your drop, pat the football, step up and gun it. That was, I'm going to get one in the chin.
That was a hit the scoreboard in Jerry's world, like lob job.
Yeah.
That was Kuznetsov against the Penguins. That was the Bills beating the Patriots by 30. That was a knocking the bully out. And for Stafford, the bully is just everybody saying, oh, that's cute. You're a good football player. Really neat. Get ready to lose again because you're a loser and all you do is lose. What a throw. What a moment for him. You could see it. Sometimes you can see with guys when they're particularly jacked up with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as they spike the ball, because they had to get all those big fat linemen and everybody downfield to try to spike the ball. Stafford spikes it. A few seconds left. And right away he turns around. He's fist pumping. He's screaming. He's pointing at people. It was almost like seeing the tension leave his shoulders from 15 years of this.
I remember the best example of that was Steve Young. Before Steve Young became one of the greats of all time, it was, you're in the shadow of Joe Montana, the guy that I still think is the greatest I've ever seen do it, you know, at that level. Nobody else was playing that well at that time like Montana. So when Montana's gone, they moved on from Joe Montana for you. When are you going to do it? And then they finally want that, like, just that run roughshod. I think it was over the Chargers. They win that Super Bowl, and he literally did the monkey off my back
bit. Yeah, it's one of the most famous NFL films clips ever.
This exercising of the demons, because it hadn't happened for him, right? And we're going to leave this legend behind for you. You could see it with Stafford, man.
Now, as far as the Rams go, I would say, just because of the all-in nature of their last couple of years, the fact that they've been to the Super Bowl recently with Goff, if Stafford struggled immensely this weekend against the Niners, mm-hmm. say through three picks, and they lose, I don't know that he's out of the woods forever where people just give him credit and say, okay, maybe it was more Detroit than it was more you. But that was a big, big step, you have to say. The Rams, by the way, the first team to win a playoff game after losing four fumbles since the 1975 Steelers. That's how hard it is.
That's crazy.
You need to spot a team. You know, you got to have a 24-point lead before you start fumbling if you're going to win a game fumbling.
I suppose you do. That's
four
right.
times. And as far as Brady goes, you know, I don't really do quarterback wins and losses, but his teams, because of how good he is, in 98 games where Tom Brady was the starting quarterback, when defensively you generate three takeaways and Brady's on the other side for you making plays, his teams are 95-3 all time with losses 21 years ago in the regular season. 8 years ago in the regular season, and then yesterday. The only times, three takeaways,
wow.
I'm going to get you a dub. Well, I'll be good enough. Don't worry. And it's not like he wasn't. It was just, again, the takeaways started happening after they'd basically put the game to bed at 27-3.
I think about this also just kind of from the, huh, that stings a little bit extra. If the Rams win this weekend against the 49ers, two of the last four Super Bowls from the NFC will be the Los Angeles Rams and Sean McVay. If Kyle Shanahan completes the sweep and gets the Rams for the third time this year, and I believe, if I've got it right, seventh straight time overall, they've beaten the Rams, right?
They beat the Rams, yep.
It's six now.
I think, it's six out of seven, or is it seven out of eight? I'll look it up.
Yeah, so I think they swept each of the last three seasons, if I got that right. So if they win for a seventh time now that they've matched up in the last 3 years, Kyle Shanahan will have been in the Super Bowl two of the last 3 years.
By the way, the 49ers have a team in the NFC Championship game that they own. Think about that. Just think about what I just said. Like San Francisco.
Isn't that weird? Yeah.
And they're the underdog, clearly, because they're not as good.
Mm-hmm.
They have to feel awesome about this matchup. McVay has owned Shanahan.
Yeah. I mean, you could.
So, I mean, sorry, vice versa. Shanahan has owned McVay.
I know what you meant. And the way they play and their, you know, that style where it's not dependent on the quarterback, that's everybody who doesn't think that Washington's first, second, third, all the way down to 2 trillionth order of business should be finding the franchise quarterback. That's their model. And my response to that always is good luck. Good luck. Good luck finding that level of savant who can hide his quarterback. Good luck finding a wide receiver who can also be a 100-yard running back. Good luck finding George Kittle, the best in the sport. Good luck having that consistent, excellent defense
but also,
all the time.
Good luck going on the magical carpet ride.
Yeah.
If you have all that stuff, let's say you have smartest coach in the league.
You're usually the Colts.
Deebo Samuel, amazing. Exactly. Now you need the end of the season to go the way that it did. Like, they almost missed the playoffs, by the way, mm-hmm. if you remember. Now you need the Cowboys to squander their last 14 seconds and do the terrible stuff that they were doing. Now you need, in the snow, in the wind, in a frigid temperature, we're going to get to this game, but Aaron Rodgers, I thought, played a really bad football game, and the special teams of the Packers that were terrible all year, to completely melt down. Like, just the amount of things, the margin for error, that have to go your way, doing it that way, it's so different than just having the great quarterback. Now, it's really hard to find the great quarterback.
Yeah.
I'm not, but the only way to find something is to look for it.
Is to try. So I understand. Listen, Aaron Rodgers is going home. Nobody's better than that guy. There are other people that have played as well or play at that high level. He's only got one Super Bowl. It doesn't guarantee you anything. What it guarantees you, though, is an opportunity. There's a binary. Who can do it? There's a barrel. There's a group of teams in a barrel. They're always in that barrel. Sometimes they come to the top of the barrel. Sometimes they're Pat Mahomes hosting AFC title games. Sometimes it's Josh Allen. Sometimes it's somebody else. Tom Brady and company. Sometimes it was Aaron Rodgers. It was his turn. Drew Brees got a turn, etc. Then there's other barrels. I just went in that nice barrel. Just put me in that barrel where the little popcorn goes off and it's my ping pong ball. David Stern takes out my little ping pong ball and turns it and goes, it's Washington. Yay, Dad. I want to be in that damn barrel. And everybody seems to be content going for one of these other ones where it takes a miracle, where you got to be Eli Manning, that putts, throwing helmet balls and having a great front four that catches fire and wins games 12-10. No way. Put me in the barrel.
It's one day we're going to be there, buddy. It's going to happen.
I don't think we will.
No, we will. It's not going to be soon. Anytime. Like, we won't know each other then.
Yeah.
But I'll be thinking about you. It'll be like a Jack and Rose thing. Like,
that's right.
I'll never let go. Be like somewhere Danny Ruye. You're living in Seattle for some reason at that point.
Yeah. I like conveyor belt sushi, so I moved to Seattle.
I don't know why you did, but you're out in Seattle. You're 12 now, and you're like turning on the game. And there's some guy I don't even know right now. He probably isn't even born yet.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe he's like a little league player in like Florida somewhere.
Mm-hmm. He's in Apopka, Florida.
And he's going to be that guy for us. I'm telling you, it's one day it's going to happen. Questions on this game? For our listeners on the MGM National Harbor listener line at 800-636-1067. First of all, what does this do for Stafford, do you think? 800-636-1067. And then here's the one I want to touch the people on. Maybe we can get Darius and Ryan in on this as well. They were hanging at the house. We haven't regaled people with any tales from our little gathering yesterday. Maybe we could do that for the double play at 345. But I want to know, were you hoping that the Bucs came back for the Brady storyline of like you got like he did it again? Oops, I did it again. 28-3, 27-3. It's the new meme. It's the new everyone. Every time there's a score ever, 27-3, like Brady somehow picture shows up. Or were you going, please God, not this time. Give me an NFC championship game for the first time since 2012. Give me a championship weekend without Rodgers and Brady. Give me something a little different.
Yeah, not like this.
I'm just curious what people were thinking during the game. Were you hoping Brady pulled it off? Or were you going,
enough.
At some point, it would be nice if this didn't keep happening. Because I think there are two types of people in the world, right? You can kind of sum it up that way. G and D on the Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Stafford, deep that field. He's got Kupp again. He's at the 10. Stafford says, let's get down there. We got to clock it. We got to get the field goal. Clock running down. They have time. Rams getting set. Getting ready for Matt Gay to come in. He spikes it there, and Matt Gay will come in and try to win the game. In the game, the Rams tried every which way to lose.
I think Al Michaels was fantastic there, by the way. We were watching at my house. We're all screaming and going nuts.
Indeed.
And when you get a bunch of people watching a game, you're not really hearing broadcasters or, like, paying attention. I thought that was really good by Michaels. It's conversational. It's not, like, authoritative. It's not economy of words where you're just going, they got to spike it, 12 seconds and counting. I mean, it was very, I'm sitting on my couch watching this, but I kind of loved that call. Play that again. Like, because to me, Michaels lacks energy now. He's just older, and he's lost his fastball. He's sitting at 86, you know, but he can still get some swings and misses. I thought this is really good in the big moment here.
Stafford, deep that field. He's got Kupp again.
That's a great call.
He's at the 10. Stafford says, let's get down there. We got to get the field goal. Clock running down. They have time. Rams getting set. Getting ready for Matt Gay to come in. He spikes it there, and Matt Gay will come in and try.
Am I wrong? I think that's really, really good.
Because we could see it. Like, as a radio call, that wouldn't work, certainly.
Well, he's not calling a game on the
radio. But he's not calling a game on the radio. We're all watching the same deal unfold. It's the right level of excitement. And now, okay, we had our exciting moment. Okay, now, what do I need to know? What's pertinent? How much do they have time? Am I rushed? How much time does it take? Do they have any timeouts? What's the situation? I'm with you. Good call.
And Collinsworth's fantastic because I don't hear him the whole time. And that's not a joke about Collinsworth. Everyone's like, thanks, I'm joining. No, in that moment, often the commentator's like, oh! You know, like, oh, yeah! You know, all excited about what's happening. Like, you never hear him. He's never on mic.
Because there's no pause. Because even though there's not a play being run,
correct?
Descriptions needed. Now, once he spiked it, that's never doing it.
All right, NBC, showing me something there in a big spot. I like what I'm hearing. Mike's in Hyattsville. The question at hand on the MGM National Harbor listener line. You're watching that game yesterday. First of all, what'd you think of Stafford? That was a big storyline going into these playoffs for the Rams. They traded for him to try to win these games. He makes the two big throws after the game was tied. And then if you got a thought on Brady, I think there are two types of people in the world. You either were hoping Brady added another major comeback, kind of a, you know, the defense bailing him out a couple times, or you were going, enough with this.
Enough with this is me.
Mike's in Hyattsville. Hey, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
How you doing today, man? Great show today. Great show today, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
So I'm actually a Rams fan. So that game was stressful for me because, like, we had it, and then we was about to lose it. But to
what were you thinking at 27-7 when Leonard Fournette crosses the goal line, Raymond James Stadium's going ham sandwich? What are you thinking?
I turned my phone off.
Did you know?
My sister was calling me, yeah. My mom. I turned my phone off. I said, no, this is not no. I'm not talking to nobody. I'm just going to watch this game. There's no way. There's no way this man is going to do this again. All my friends are saying, y'all going to the Super. Y'all going to the Super. I said, wait. The Falcons are up 28-3. This isn't over yet. Stop saying that. So I turned the phone off, and I'm like, yo, I got to watch this game.
I mean, until that clock strikes zero, and you'd have to give it a minute after that, they don't come up with some rule that says actually we'll put some time back on the clock because Tom Brady complained one time.
I heard B. Mitch say today that, in fact, it might be worth later in the show tracking down Brian, if we can. I heard B. Mitch say to JP today, and you should listen to them every day from 10 to 2. They do a great job. Brian texted his buddy with 13 seconds left last night in the Chiefs-Bills game, who had a four-team parlay on all the underdogs, and asked him, how much money did you win? On the Bills being the fourth team to win among the road teams. And then they lost. You can't send that text, B. You can't text your buddy. I know it's 13 seconds left.
Yeah.
It's not going to kill you to wait those 13 seconds.
You got to hold off.
I mean, can you imagine if you got a text? I'd love to know, first of all, how much you'd return on that. I can't even fathom. You picked, like, going into the weekend, I picked three favorites. Danny, you picked, I think, four favorites.
Yeah, I had four home favorites. How'd that work out?
You picked the Bengals to upset the Titans, the Niners to shock the Packers, the Rams to beat the Bucks. I get that, and the Bills to go into Kansas City and win in Arrowhead. If you put 100 on that, that is a month-changing, perhaps a year-altering amount of money. And Brian texted his boy with 13 seconds left. How much did you win?
Where are you spending that money you're about to win?
He said his buddy called him this morning and read him the Riot Act.
Yeah.
Which I get it. I mean, it's not Brian's fault, but that doesn't feel
good. It great. Still stinks, yeah.
Jeff's in Richmond on Grant and Danny. Jeff, how are you?
Oh, doing real good. I had Brady for 20 years, Patriots fan here, and even though I wasn't rooting for him in the very beginning, I can't help it. It just came out. I was hoping he would win again.
He gave you so much joy. I understand sticking with the guy.
If I was a Patriots fan, I would totally be rooting for Brady still. Another conference, team that doesn't really matter to me. I mean, I'm all in on the New England against the Bills in the playoffs. And if the Pats somehow got to the Super Bowl and played the Bucks, sure, let's rock and roll. I hope Brady gets shut out and sacked 14 times. But in that game, randomly, no horse in the race last night with all of the memories you made. You know, I guess the question is, was it a bad breakup for you or not? Because if you have a bad breakup, you don't want to see someone succeed. But if you had a good relationship, you accomplished a lot, you got kids, your friends, I want good things for that person.
Because I have a few Pats fans in my life, and nobody can give me a straight answer. Everybody, like, rubs their forehead and starts with this, like, 90-minute soliloquy.
I guarantee you. What about your boy Jeremy? He's a huge Pats fan. He's a Brady mark. Every time I say anything bad about Brady, he gets Rick. You don't think that guy was rooting for him yesterday? It's got to be.
It's still weird. Like
I'm sure
he's,
it's weird.
He's like, I'm kind of happy, but it's like also it should still be with us. And that's
interesting.
Like, there's no.
I guess that's true. I mean, I've always just kind of assumed because you love Brady, he was with you for 20 years.
Rightfully so.
Why wouldn't you keep loving him? If he was on the Jets or the Dolphins or something in your division, okay, totally. So even in the AFC, maybe not. But in another conference, it'd be like Soto going to the
Detroit Tigers.
I'll take it. I want Juan Soto to hit 50 bombs at Comerica Park. It's not Comerica. What are they? I don't know.
Whatever. It was Comerica.
Was it?
At one point, Detroit was. But for me, if I'm a Patriots fan, right, and all I've seen is winning, and I've been to like 24 parades, and I'm like bored with it, and I'm like picking and choosing if I want my teams to win at home or on the road when they win their titles.
Yeah.
I'm basically going, this breakup should never happen. Nobody should be allowed to forget for a single second that the greatest of all time was in our place, and we predicted this, that he was going to go win somewhere
else. That's true.
I need him to thrive, and I need everybody every day that has their beep, the little key card that works when they buzz into the door at one Patriots place, wherever the hell it is, to feel shame and embarrassment and regret.
There's also something to be said, I just thought about this, which is everyone, and I mean everyone, the media is pitting this now against like a Brady-Belichick combo. And Belichick's still your guy. So maybe you root against him because you just don't want to deal with people saying, see, it was Brady, not Belichick. Mm-hmm. In some way, it reflects badly on the team or the building or Belichick. Jacob in D.C., what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, buddy?
So I actually have – I'm a Patriots fan, but I don't like Brady. Just for the same reason as I don't like Harper because he changed to the went to the Phillies. I mean – hey, he's good, and I respect him for being good, but that doesn't mean I have to like him.
That's funny.
I like
he's
that.
Like, I get it.
I get that.
He's explaining himself to us. And like, yeah, you don't have to like anybody, but you got to appreciate some of that dominance he gave you. Brian in Fredericksburg on Grant and Danny. What a weekend. Talking Rams at the Bucks, up 27-3, end up being tied with less than a minute to go, and then Stafford made some big boy throws.
I love Stafford. I'm from Detroit, so got to see him for all those years. This guy's a winner, and I'm glad he's getting a chance to show his stuff. And by the way, remember, Detroit had the quarterback. And so if the Redskins or Washington, if they get the quarterback, they got to have the other pieces as well.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, nobody would say otherwise.
There's no guarantee.
But remember, while you had the quarterback, you went 11-5, which Washington has not done since 1991.
Yeah, they went 11-5, had a, I think they were game or 200-500, went 9-7 twice.
Yeah.
You don't want that here? we don't do that here. Now, that was
four straight losing seasons here.
Now, that wasn't enough, apparently, in Detroit, and they fired Jim Caldwell and hired Matt Patricia, and it's been in the toilet since then. But still, I mean, that period of success for that city, unparalleled.
I thought it was really cool, by the way. I saw, I'm sure you did too, all these videos that are going viral of Lions fans wearing their Stafford gear, rooting for him with the Rams, which just showed, it says a lot, I think, positively about Lions fans too. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the Brady angle. But hey, go have success. We get what this is
You
here.
Deserve better than us.
Yeah. Like, honestly, it's literally like a, go do your thing in
yeah.
LA.
Fly.
Now, I still think for him to really, who cares about narratives and media conversations or whatever, but for him to have quote unquote proven that they did the right thing or, mm-hmm. or what he is, I think they got to get to the Super Bowl. You know, you lose in the Super Bowl, whatever. But they've just gone all in. They've made so many moves. They got to get back to the Super Bowl, which is where they got.
Like, he's got to drive this incredibly high priced car. Like, this, no one's ever built a vehicle
like this. No scratches,
like
man.
Yeah.
And same for McVay. McVay, you've been to the Super Bowl with a lesser quarterback.
Yep.
And now it's San Francisco. It's an underdog. You're a favorite. You're going to be playing at home. You lose to a team a third time in the same season. This is a pressure game for Shawnee Mack. JaVale's in Culpeper. What's up, JaVale? How are you, brother?
Hey, guys. How you doing, man?
What's up, bud?
Good.
Good, man. I was glad that the Rams won, man. Kind of was rooting for not so much Stafford or the Rams, just McVay in general, just from his time, you know, here with our organization, the few years he was here. And I spoke with you guys a couple of weeks ago, and the topic was, you know, who has the most pressure, you know, and I felt it was, you know, Stafford, McVay, and the Rams because
true.
Of all the moves that they had to go, you know, to go all in. I think they I'm not saying they will win because the 49ers have beat them six straight times in a row. But, I mean, if I had to put money on it, I probably would say them. It's a home game so far. And it could be the second year in a row where a home team is playing, you know, in the Super Bowl in their home stadium.
Great point, which, by the way, had never happened before last year. Another of the Brady horseshoe thing.
That's right.
They won the Super Bowl in Tampa Bay last year against the Kansas City Chiefs. Never forget. But could be playing in L.A. this year, which is kind of cool if that happens. Two straight years when it never happened before. I saw a stat. Ryan, Google this and see if you can find it during the break. If you can't, don't worry about it. It might be a deep cut, and I got to dig it up tonight. But it's something along the lines of, everyone assumes, like, you know the saying, it's really hard to beat a team twice in the same year? Or you've heard that before?
Yeah, it's hard to beat a team three times.
Exactly. When you beat a team twice and then you play them in the playoffs, almost every time the team that won the first two games wins the third.
I know. It's the weirdest thing.
I want to find the stat. I don't even want to guess at the numbers. But everyone always over talks about, like, you can't beat a team three times in one year. And the percentage is, I don't know if it's recently or all time, but basically the point is when you do it
you
twice.
You actually absolutely can.
You just have their number and you know something they don't know and you normally almost always win the third time. Now, I'm going to be a sucker and I'm going to take the Rams in this game probably and assume that that doesn't happen. But I'll see if we can dig up that number. Our double play is next. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. We're taking your calls. 800-636-1067. What'd you make of Stafford? What'd you think of Brady? This TV show about QBs that is the NFL. MGM National Harbor listener line is open. We'll regale you with some tales of yesterday's hangout. All the guys from the show came over to my place. We'll do that next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A little bit to do with sports today because we got together to watch sports. The Double Play sponsored by Mattress Warehouse, free next day delivery. Set up available on all orders over $7.99 and a one-year price guarantee. Learn more at sleephappens.com. The boys came over. Danny made it out, so clap it up for Danny Rudy.
Hey, all right, gang.
He was you know. Probable, but we just until he's there, you just don't know.
You never know.
But we had a lot of fun. You brought Bill Rowland.
Yes.
Who was awesome with my kids, which are much younger and smaller than him. He basically was our babysitter for the day, playing games with them. Darius Ryan hanging out. Thought we had ourselves a good little time.
Grand old time. So I feel bad for the lads, for Darius and Ryan, who don't have kids, and hear us talk about it. Like, people that don't have kids hear people like you and me discuss kid craziness and what it's like. And those are just words.
Yeah.
Until you experience it, until you experience being climbed on, until you experience, like,
indeed.
What did this kid just touch? Now, what's he touching now? And why is he spitting up? And what's on his face? And where did this come from? And what's that smell? You don't know until it's there.
You just don't know until you know. So, my goal was I want the fellas to have a good time. I want to show them a good time. I want to give them some good food.
And we did, and that happened.
But you know that you are, like, Darius is used to hanging out with dudes without kids around. Yeah. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course I do.
Ryan
That's
is 21.
That's actually not true.
Oh, really?
I have so many friends with kids.
Oh, so you're used to having a terrible time.
That's not the right way to put it. But
okay.
Sure.
But we know.
I know
we're dads.
You're saying,
we know.
Everything's fine.
Yeah.
So, and Ryan is 21, and when he gets together with his guys, he's just like, let me hear you say, ayo, and everyone's like, ayo, and everyone's just drunk, you know, and having a merry time. So, the bar is lower. Naturally, you're going to hang out with some toddlers running all over the place. I got a kid trying to climb your lap and eat your potato chip. Like, that's happening. But I thought, by and large, we did okay. So, let's start with best thing, arguably, that happened. Anything, Danny, that you would say? There's one thing that sticks out to me, but I want to know if you would pull the same thing as me.
So here's what I think. It's 27-3.
Oh, God. No, this wasn't about me. This is about Ryan. But you do your thing.
Oh, well, the thing that I'm going to remember is it's 27-3, and everybody's sort of, you know, nobody's counting their chickens because we know. We all know that old 45-year-old, no inflammation, you know, I won't drink certain kinds of water. Old, you know, quack science Tom Brady is going to start checking it down, and people are going to vomit of themselves. He's going to come back in this game. And little by little, every Tampa Bay positive play starts to happen. And my guy, Grant Paulson, starts that throttle, that engine, gets in that red, and it's stuck in that red zone. And all of a sudden, he's sweating. He's pissed off.
Not every play. It's only the ones where centers are snapping it over quarterbacks' heads. It's only the ones where Cam Akers salting the game away is just losing the football. Things that never happen ever in a million years unless Tuck Rule is at quarterback. And then all of a sudden, the stars have to align. So yeah, that I got a little frustrated.
And the amount of are you kidding me's and bleep words and all the little kids are around. My son's got his head on a swivel going, Dad, I heard that word. I know you did. I know you heard it. I know you heard it, buddy.
No, I don't think I ever cursed. I thought I did great at that. I'm pretty sure it was a lot of screaming, but very little cursing. That was my whole
I think
goal.
You, Javon.
I don't think I did.
I did feel bad. I let a couple of curse words slip right in front of old Bill.
Did you see his face when you do, by the way?
No, I didn't even notice.
So what you know what I'm talking about, Ryan?
Yeah.
Like, he makes
this
Derek face.
Said one. He said fudge, but Seppi didn't say fudge, right. The mother of all words.
The mother of all words.
And Danny right away goes, William, you didn't hear that. And William goes, yes, I did, Dad.
Yeah. Yes, I did.
And you go, no, you didn't. He goes, Dad, I heard it. And I thought, you definitely heard it.
Definitely heard it.
Sounds like you might have heard it.
So it's so innocent. He's such a wonderful age. But they hear the words. They know all the words. They know more than I do. I mean, they've got a terrible lexicon if they need to. Like, but they still know that it's a no-no and it's like whatever. But he'll hear it and then his eyes perk up and he looks around like, I know it. Did you guys know it? Did you guys hear what he said? Did you hear what he said? Like, we're cool. But like, he doesn't know that it's normal for us.
Everything is going to be fine. Yeah. So my favorite moment that I thought you were going to go to was actually a text message after the night had ended.
Mm-hmm.
When at the end of the night, Ryan sends a very nice text, very polite, very kind. He's picking up his plate. He's doing all the things his parents raised him to do. So if you're listening, Mom and Dad, he comported himself beautifully. And he sends a text and he goes, hey, when I left, Allison wasn't around. So go ahead and thank her for me. She was putting Truman away. My kid away.
Quote. Let Allison know I said thank you again for all the food! Exclamation point. Dear.
Very positive.
Very polite. And by the way, thank you, Allison, for all the food. Amazing. She was putting Truman away while I left. And thank you for hosting.
Putting him away.
Give you an idea what was transpiring when I left. I departed. Here was the scene. Truman being placed away in his location.
He saw her out of his like peripheral, like through a cracked door. She was like opening the drawer. To shove the baby in and then closing the drawer, I guess, because he's being put back away.
You got to put him away.
Like a pair of shoes in your closet, you know?
I mean, that's just what I thought. You're just putting the baby away. Like, yeah. I mean, what else do you do?
I don't know what you do.
Put him to sleep?
Maybe put him in the crib or the bed.
Put him to bed?
Everyone, I think, hit some bets. Seemed like a good time.
Yeah? No, it was a great time.
It was awesome.
Food was awesome. One of my funniest moments was when Bill... when Danny is explaining to him about his old apartment, he was telling Bill how he was like, that's why we didn't have enough room for you guys. You slept outside. And he looks up at him like, we slept outside.
Oh, I didn't even hear that.
So I was like, oh my God, he really thinks that.
Also,
he slept outside.
Speaking of which, big development yesterday.
Oh, you stole this from me.
Oh, well, then go for it.
We found out that Bill's a Patriots fan.
Who knew?
Now,
where did this come from?
No.
Danny was so rich. He's like, they found out. Like, he was mad about the secret getting out, too.
Well, let's all settle down. I discovered that in real time with you guys.
I'm sure.
I never heard him say one word about the Patriots being his favorite team or not favorite team. Like, he likes to mess with me and troll me. Like, I
is
told
that
you
what
guys,
he's doing, you think?
Yeah, he does stuff like that all the time. Like, he'll, like, the Cowboys will be on TV and they go, Dad, I like the Cowboys. Like, you don't. Like, you're just messing with me. He tells me he likes the Yankees, just like just to make sure that I'm ticked
off. So, Darius, how did you think it played out? Like, what's your memory of that situation?
If I remember correctly, I believe you were the one that inquired.
I'm giving him like the break, like who's your team, who's your player,
yeah,
that kind of thing.
Yeah, you're kind of going through generic sports and stuff like that. You got around to that. And yeah, he just blurts out of nowhere. I mean, it's not like the Patriots are on television or anything. Right. Blurts out of nowhere. Oh, I'm a Patriots fan. I like the Patriots. And so Danny's
Danny, by the way. All three of our heads look right at Danny like, because I even said to him, I said, so you like the Ravens now, huh? And he's like, huh? I'm like, you love the Ravens. That's your favorite team or Washington? He's like, no, not the Ravens. I'm like, Washington. He's like, no. I said, well, who do you like? He goes, I like the Patriots. Hilarious.
I was stunned. His flag football team and flag star was the Patriots. He got a pair of Patriots football gloves to play football in.
Maybe that's the whole thing.
They literally was like, hey, I need some new football gloves. I can't find yours. What can get here today? The Amazon, which, by the way, you should check it out, Amazon.com. They have lots of stuff that you could order.
Very familiar.
And we had a football game the next day, and they came in time, and they were Patriots gloves. So he now apparently likes the Patriots. All news to me. He went to a Ravens game. He saw Lamar. He actually didn't see Lamar Jackson, but he saw a great Ravens game.
A couple people texted me, or I should say tweeted me, I guess is probably the right word, asking, did we do crab cakes? There were crab cakes.
There were crab cakes there.
Oh. And the way it worked out was, I was hoping, I was like, oh, Ryan's going to feel so bad. So I told my wife about Friday. We're all going around, what do you want at the party? You know, Darius is like, yeah, it'd be great to eat potato chips. Danny's like, oh, it'd be cool to have some pretzels. You know, just normal stuff that you have at a football game. And Ryan's like, oh, I really would love some jumbo lump crab cake. We all look at him like, wait, what?
None of that podunk stuff. Give me the good deal.
When you go to Joe's Stone Crab. We're talking about the football game on Sunday in my basement. So anyway, so I tell my wife, and she's like, you know, we have two crab cakes in the freezer. Jumbo lump crab meat waiting to be made into crab cakes. So it just so happened we already had what we needed. And we made crab cakes. So everyone got what they wanted. We ate devil eggs. It worked out. It was a successful day overall.
Your lady wife crushed it on the food department.
It worked out
well. We had ribs, devy eggs. Ryan, I tell you what, Ryan brought to the table. You didn't have any, but he brought some Qdoba queso with some chippies.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
And if I may say as well, for the buffalo chicken dip, I went to Food Lion, and it looked like a scene out of The Last Day on Planet Earth on their shelves. No snow the last few days. No idea what was going on, but I was like, I got four things. I'm like, oh, going to another store, I guess. But I went in, and they had no cream cheese. So I asked him to pick up bricks of cream cheese for the buffalo chicken dip. He brought those as well.
Bringing his A game.
So if she's the MVP, then he is
the Spirit Award.
He's the...
I'm the most improved player.
Yeah, you're second team All-Pro.
Yep, thank you.
We should put you away, buddy.
Thank you.
Like you do with a baby. You just put it away.
You just put it away.
But it was a good time.
It's making noise.
Had by all. And Darius ended up hitting a Tyreek Hill 100 yards and a tutty prop on that 60-plus yarder at the end of the Chiefs game.
Yeah, I made my $10 back that I spent on the four-way parlay that I blew because I believed way too much in Dawson Knox.
Oh, Dawson Knox. Did he end up with like 2 for 8 or something?
Two for 9.
Ooh, that was his 4-point
play. All
his
targets
week.
Went to Gabriel Davis.
That's tough.
And then some.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. The Beltway Blitz comes your way next. We've only gotten through two games. We got through Sunday's batch. We still got the 49ers shocking the Packers and Ryan Tannehill laying an egg for the Titans as they lost to the Bengals as we continue on G&D right here on the Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.